100 years ago, northern states made good money cutting ice off their ponds and lakes and shipping it south. By the early 1940s, refrigerators killed that industry. But firefighters in New Bremen, New York, have kept the tradition alive. Greg Warner reports.
The ice harvest begins as it does every year, with Randy Henry's trailer rattling down the road to Crystal Pond. It's 9 in the morning and 10 degrees below zero. We gonna cut ice today, he says.
Cut ice today, yeah!
74-year-old John Boyd is there to meet him. They watch the men drill the first holes with ice fishing augers. The ice is even thicker than Boyd had hoped.
Hey, Jimmy, that's more than 15 inches.
18.
That's excellent. They'll weigh over 100 pounds apiece, well over. It's going to separate the men from the boys.
Ice harvesting died out before Boyd was a teenager. He never meant to become an expert. But 40 years ago, his fire department hit upon ice cutting as a fundraiser. After one useless morning gouging the pond with chainsaws, they realized they'd really have to learn the business. The actual cutting begins with what looks like a killer lawnmower from a Stephen King book. A circular blade slices the ice in clean lines. Then comes the hard part, cutting the last 4 inches by hand with person-sized lumberjack saws. A channel's carved and the blocks of ice are floated to a motorized ramp called an ice elevator. That takes them up to the back of Henry's trailer, where his grandson lines them up with metal tongs. The smell of gasoline is thick in the air.
Actually, we're pretty modernized compared to the way they used to cut the ice.
Firefighter Brian Smith is a 23-year veteran of the harvest. He's a huge guy in a one-piece black snowsuit, but he shudders to think of the old days and doing it all by hand.
I couldn't imagine trying to pull ice out of a pond without an elevator. And their cakes were a lot bigger.
Smith's job today is in the ice house, a partially underground concrete hut where the ice cakes are tossed, stacked, and stored under a layer of snow and sawdust. By summer, they're still more than half size and sold for $4 a block to local keg parties. They'll clear maybe $1,000. It's frigid work, fueled by chili, beer, and ginger brandy. By 4 o'clock, the harvest is done, a pickup truck radio blasts, and everyone's lined up for the polar swim. Snow is falling, and the dark green water is already freezing back up. One polar veteran warns everyone not to dive head first, or the newly forming ice will cut their skin. And with that, the countdown.
1, 2, 3!
For NPR News, I'm Greg Warner in Northern New York.